Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, it's Lee from the Story Pirates. If you thought today's episode was going to be boring, slow, and devoid of joy, you would be wrong, because today's episode features singing plumbers, underwater volcanoes, and heroic ants. The bug, not the relative. We'll get to all that and more after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Lufa, you see anything exciting on the sonar?
Everything looks normal? Kind of boring? Nothing interesting is happening?
You wish you could see something cool from the sonar for once? You think you might just call it a day?
Hey, hey Peter.
Oh, hey, everyone. I was just having a great chat with Lufa, and then I remembered. I don't speak Lufa, so I don't know if we can call it a chat.
What were we just doing, Lufa? I don't know what that means.
Oh, my goodness. She's saying she was tracking the sonar and it looked like there was a mini tornado in the distance. But she realized it was not a mini tornado. It's a huge whirlpool and it's sucking down anything that enters its path.
Okay, drama.
Let me take a look. Ah! Okay, good news and bad news.
You're telling me that was a mixed news kind of scream?
The good news is, I know what that is.
Hooray!
Bad news is, you know how your bathtub has a drain?
Yes, of course.
And you know how when you unplug the drain, all the water rushes towards it and everything in the bathtub gets sort of sucked down?
I'm familiar.
Well, the ocean has a drain too, and it's unplugged, and we're headed straight for it.
Ah! I just like writing stories.
That's a good line.
Work hard and never give up on your story.
Maybe the count will fall if I don't stop crying.
And that inspires me that jokes are very funny.
Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
You like green beans, Lufa?
Peter, no. She's still talking about the drain. We are still on the drain thing.
So close. I think I'm getting it.
How about we do a story?
Great idea.
Okay, listeners, this first story is about a hero. The kind of hero we all need right now. A hero who risks everything for their community. And this hero is a bug. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Harper. I'm 9 years old, and I live in Washington. This is my story, The Ant Who Saved Her Colony.
Was an ant named Liza who saved her colony. Liza was the best ant speller at Ant Academy.
There once was an ant named Liza and she saved her colony. Pay attention to her story of spelling bravery. She lives in a star-shaped hole in the wall of a human's house.
One day the humans put a square box on the counter
where they eat.
It smelled so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
Any ant who saw the box would think it was a treat. So I checked it out. It looked so neat.
She walked across the letters on the box with her feet, sounding the she's not a bee, and what letters did she see?
T-R-A-P?
Ant trap, ant trap, ant trap, ant trap, ant trap, ant trap, ant trap.
Liza the ant ran back to her friends and she told them all. Liza, who saved her colony. Liza was the best ant speller at Ant Academy. There once was an ant named Liza who saved her colony. And this was Liza's story of spelling bravery. There once was an ant named Liza,
Liza
who saved her colony.
She's an ant who
Liza
read.
Was the best ant speller
yeah, at Ant Academy. There once was an ant named Liza and she saved her colony.
She saved her colony.
We hope that you enjoyed our tale of spelling bravery.
What a
it
cool
story.
Story.
I love
story.
That story.
That was really fun.
But wait, what exactly is the science behind a drain in the middle of the ocean? How does that work? And why haven't I heard about it before?
I've actually read every book written about drains since 1934. Anything before 1934 is outdated because humans actually had different brains before that year. Don't look that fact up. You won't find it anywhere.
Great, 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 great. That gave me all the information I needed. And now, we need to do something about the drain! If we get any closer, we're gonna get sucked in!
Okay, don't worry. We can easily just steer the ship away. Hang on.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure you can.
It doesn't seem to be turning. The current from the drain is too strong.
That's what I was trying to tell you. In all my undersea travels, I've never heard of an explorer who came back from the drain.
What's on the other side, Eric? Do you know?
No one does. But there's tons of rumors about where an ocean drain might lead. Some say it's like an anti-gravity dead zone in the center of the Earth.
Whoa, cool.
Some say it's an actual portal to another dimension where the sky is made of water and the water is made of clouds.
Whoa.
And some say these drains are directly connected to underwater volcanoes, so it leads straight to a boiling hot stream of lava.
Okay. I don't know any of those things.
I like it, unless I don't.
I have an idea!
We could try tossing all the anchors we have off the ship and see if they hook onto something around us to keep us from getting sucked in.
That's a great idea, Siegfried.
Thank you. I'm reading a book about climbing up the corporate ladder and—
There's no time!
Of course. We'll talk about expanding my role on the ship at a later time. All right, everyone. Find yourself an anchor and get ready to throw. On three. Ready? One, two, three!
Okay, so fun question for the team here. Were those supposed to be attached to anything on the ship?
Were those anchors not attached to the boat? Who just has loose anchors on the ship?
Oh, that's right! I knew there was something about those anchors I was forgetting. I got them as decorative pieces from a thrift store. They had a deal if you bought the anchors as a set. The things people do these days. I used to catch fish with a spear!
Wait, so if those anchors were just decorative, that means we're still quickly heading towards the drain.
Oh, and we just threw a bunch of anchors off of the ship that were probably helping to slow us down. Now we're moving towards the drain even faster.
That's not good, right?
According to my calculations, we've got about 3 minutes before we're sucked into that drain and into the unknown.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
According to my calculations, we've got about 3 minutes before we're sucked into that drain and into the unknown.
Or into another dimension, which would be so fun.
Or into molten lava, Peter, which would be less fun.
Excellent point.
As you were.
Oh, what if we tried putting jets on the bottom of the boat and then blasting ourselves up to the ocean's surface?
Do we have jets?
No.
Or what if we gave the drain something to think about? Like this vowel-less think piece I wrote, then turned into a monologue for a themed cabaret. All the critics told me it made them slow down and really rethink their life choices. So maybe it'll slow the drain down too.
I'm not sure the drain can think, Megan.
I honestly don't know why we're even trying. Nothing can stop water going down a drain. I mean, unless you're my Aunt Kathy, who always manages to plug the drain because she gives herself haircuts in the shower. She calls them water park haircuts. Like, very cute, Kathy. I know you can't give yourself a haircut at a water park or you're asked to leave. I know because I've tried. Anyway, too bad Aunt Kathy's not here.
Why can't she be?
Because she lives in Philadelphia?
No, I mean, of course! I can't believe we didn't think of this earlier! I've never had a use for this gadget I created ages ago. Until now. Oh, here it is! The hair spray!
Oh, aerosols are actually super bad for the environment.
Oh, no, I know. This isn't normal hairspray. It's the hair spray. Ray. It's a ray, not a spray. It's... Oh, no. Okay, I hear it. I hear it now. That's tough. I'll rename it later. The hair spray, an incredibly powerful ray that can make anyone's hair grow at lightning speed. We'll use this to grow our hair and then cut it so that our hair clogs the drain.
Nimini, incredible. That's great idea, so smart.
Okay, I'm activating the hair spray, and I've got my hair shears ready here for when everyone's hair has reached the perfect clogging length. Ready?
Ready.
Hairspray activate.
You know, this is actually what I looked like in high school.
Ooh, my beard grew really long too.
Great. Now I'm gonna have to get new headshots taken.
Time for some haircuts.
Can you give me layers just right back here?
I'm gonna keep the beard long.
Can you actually make me bald again? I feel like this is ruining my brand.
Now I just need to throw all this hair out of the ship and into the water. Just opening the escape hatch. Letting go of all this hair. Ew. Hair is gross when it's not on a head.
Look, it's all getting sucked into the drain.
We're moving slower. The drain is clogging.
Hooray!
Nimini, you saved us. That was amazing.
No biggie. And hey, why don't you all look in the mirror?
Gasp. We all look incredible. Nimini, how did you do that? I haven't looked this good in years.
Oh, great work, everybody. That was some amazing teamwork. And Rachel, if you hadn't mentioned your Aunt Kathy, I never would have remembered I even had the hairspray.
Hey, that's great to hear. Usually when you mention Aunt Kathy, it does not lead to anything remotely positive.
Oh, look! A tiny fish just popped out of the drain! Let's talk to him using the ship's fish translating speakers.
Hello, tiny fish. Did you just come out of the drain?
Hello, big ship. Yes, I got caught in the current and couldn't get out. But then there was all this stringy stuff around me, so I grabbed on and started climbing. Followed it all the way out. Phew!
Wait, so you saw what might be on the other side of this drain?
I only caught a glimpse. But it looked like... How do I phrase this? It looked like the sky was made of water?
Gasp! I knew it! Okay, I'm taking a scuba suit and I'm going in.
Peter, no. It's not safe.
Let's maybe save that for another day, or maybe not at all.
Okay, fine. On one condition.
What's that?
We do another story instead.
Of course, yes!
Okay, listeners. Have you ever felt a feeling so hard that you just can't stop feeling the feeling? But that's okay because the feeling's just a feeling and feelings are okay to feel? Well, this next story's kind of like that, I think. Anyway, here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Waylon and I'm 6 years old and I live in Rhode Island. This is my story, The Boy Who Couldn't Stop Crying.
Oh, Daniel,
I've got a surprise for you. Daniel? What's the matter? Why are you crying?
Daniel, slow down.
Take a deep breath. There, Daniel. I know what will cheer you up. Let's put on your favorite TV show.
And welcome back to everyone's favorite TV show, The Exciting Adventures of...
We interrupt this very exciting show to bring you some very boring news that isn't at all interesting to kids.
Oh, okay. Maybe not TV. Daniel, it's okay. Please stop crying. Your tears are starting to make the carpet all wet.
What's all this racket? Why is the carpet all wet?
It's Daniel. He can't stop crying.
Aw, come here, big guy. What's the matter? Whoa, settle down there, champ. Hey, I know what'll make you feel better. How about a good old dad joke? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo. Boo-hoo! Don't cry, it's only a joke. Okay, that backfired. Daniel, please calm down. Your tears are literally starting to flood the living room.
What in tarnation's going on in here? Did a pipe burst?
Oh, no, Dad. It's Daniel. He can't stop crying.
Daniel, my boy, what's all the fuss about?
Are you okay?
Hey, it's all right, Daniel. I know what will turn that frown upside down. A little magic. Here, you see this quarter? Where'd it go?
Huh?
Oh, it looks like there's something in your ear. Oh, let me take a look. It's $43.75 in quarters. Your head is full of quarters. What do you think about that? That came out wrong. Oh, boy. Daniel, you really have to stop crying. The tears are now up to our waists.
Hello, it's your friendly neighborhood plumber. I couldn't help but notice that there is a truly unbelievable amount of water pouring out of all your windows and doors. Was there a water main break?
Oh, nothing like that, Mr. Plumber. It's just Daniel. He can't stop crying.
Oh, well, that is surprising. But nothing a happy plumber song can't fix.
A happy plumber song?
That's right.
Oh, the life of a plumber is a sad, sad one, especially when you work alone. Because I do not get along with any of the other plumbers. Oh, I'm a sad man, yes I am. And nothing I do seems to go to plan. But do I regret becoming a plumber? No, I'm just pretty bad at it. I'm terrible, really.
There, feel better? Huh. You know, in retrospect, that is not a very happy song.
Okay, Daniel, I think you really need to stop crying now. The water has almost risen up to the ceiling.
Well, hello there, constituents.
It's the mayor.
Yes, yes, it's me, the mayor. I hate to bother you, but I couldn't help but notice that the entire town is starting to flood, and the source is clearly this house. What happened? Did a dam break that I didn't know existed? Because that would be bad for me.
Oh, no. Nothing like that, Madam Mayor. It's just Daniel. He can't stop crying.
Oh, is that all? Well, that's no problem. I'm sure it's nothing a happy plumber's song can't fix.
Yeah, that's what I said. No dice.
Well, in that case,
call in the high school marching band!
Is that a good idea when the town is underwater?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine. See?
This was a bad idea.
It could be worse, right, Daniel? At least they have life jackets. Okay, that's fair. This one's on me.
All right, everyone, put these scuba suits on. We're about to run out of space in here.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, hold it.
Okay, listen, Daniel, we're sorry you're feeling sad, but you really have to stop crying now. The fate of the town is at stake.
Okay, that's it. I didn't want to have to do this.
Who are you calling?
Hello? Yes, this is Janet.
Send in the clowns.
Honey, no.
Yes, Ted, we have no choice.
You hear that? Are those
boats and boats full of clowns. You bet your monkey wrench it is.
Come on, let's swim out and look.
Well, hey there, Daniel. We're clowns.
Daniel, look.
And we heard that you were feeling down, didn't we, gang?
No, you don't.
But I know how to cheer you up.
No, you don't. I know how to cheer him up.
No, I do.
Hey, fellas, sit down. You're going to tip over the boat.
Look, Daniel. All the clowns are falling into the water.
Did he just laugh?
These clowns are falling off the boat.
That is funny.
That's good.
Look at those clowns.
Oh, it's working. He stopped crying.
And somehow all the water is starting to dry up.
Oh, wow. The water level is going down.
Darling, you did it.
Don't thank me. Thank the clowns.
Yes. Thank you, clowns. You all are very funny.
You're very welcome, Daniel. All right, clowns. Our work here is done.
Well, now that that's over, Daniel, what was it that made you so sad in the first place?
Oh, I'm not sure. You mean after all that, you're not going to tell us why you were crying?
Ted, are you crying?
No!
Ugh.
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Waylon. It's Lee from Story Pirates.
Hi, Lee.
So, Waylon, you wrote The Boy Who Couldn't Stop Crying.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with that?
I just was worried I couldn't stop crying. So I just maybe the house would flood if I don't stop crying.
Have you ever had a time when you couldn't stop crying?
No. I eventually always stop.
It's good to cry, isn't it?
Kind of.
I feel like sometimes when I'm sad or angry, I kind of want to cry because it helps get my emotions out.
Yeah.
So, Waylon, in your story, it says that the mom usually knows how to cheer the boy up. Does your mom ever cheer you up when you're feeling sad?
Yes.
And what does she do to cheer you up? Does she act silly?
Very silly.
Your mom is silly?
Very silly, yeah. She makes a lot of jokes.
Do you ever pretend to cry?
Sometimes I do.
Sometimes I do it, too. Can you tell that I'm crying right now?
Yeah, I can.
The tears are just flowing from my face.
Yeah, you sound like you're crying.
Waylon, I need you to say something silly to stop me from crying right now.
What did the wall say to the other wall?
What did the wall say to the other wall?
Come meet me in the corner.
You did it. I stopped crying.
Yeah, you're right. I did.
Thank you so much for doing that.
You're welcome.
And you know what? I actually do feel better right now. Thank you for letting us perform your story, Waylon.
Thank you.
And thank you for teaching me about crying and how to stop crying with a great joke.
Bye, Lee.
Bye, Waylon. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. And a huge thanks to today's authors, Harper and Waylon. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about a hero who saves their community in an unexpected way. Like how the ant in Harper's story saves her colony by being a good speller. Make sure to tell us who your hero is, what they're saving their community from, and most importantly, how they save their community. As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next week.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, Mike Cavallon, Chad Chennai, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Jonathan Roberts, Jasmine Romero, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord, arranged by Brendan O'Grady and Jack Mitchell, produced by Brendan O'Grady, and featuring the beatboxing of Kayla Mullady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Staff writers are Mike Cavallon and Mahala Lawrence. And contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. This episode features performances by PJ Azima, Eric Austin, Quentin Johnson, Nick Canales, April Laval, Vanessa Magula, Angelo McDonough, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Alexandra Nader, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Justin Phillips, Alan Pierre, Tim Platt, Peter Russo, Kristen Studdard, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. The Ant Who Saved Her Colony was written by Henry Kapersky and Larry Owens, produced by Brendan O'Grady, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. The Happy Plumber song was written by Peter McNerney and produced by Jack Mitchell. Sometimes I really just do need a good cry. You know what I mean? Like today, for instance. I had a tough day, I worked really hard, and now I'm tired. I'm kind of hungry and I'm just like full of emotion. And I want to cry, but I just can't. The tears won't flow. So I do the one thing I know will always make me cry, weep, in fact. I watch a video of Peter dancing by himself in the kitchen. And okay, here we go. I'll just pull it up and play. There he is, Peter dancing alone in the kitchen. He's really good. In fact, this is moving me to tears. Look at his moves. He's so graceful. The way he's just pirouetting around the kitchen when he doesn't think anyone's watching, but I am watching. Oh, watch out. Oh, now he's banging. Oh, gosh. Oh, he's banging into the pots and pans all around the kitchen. Why does he dance in the kitchen? Oh, Peter, watch out. Oh, yeah, he doesn't have a lot of control. Yeah, actually, this is less like dancing and more like flailing. But it is making me cry. The way that he's just so vulnerable. It's so good. Ooh, that one looked like it hurt.